Dr. Margaret Harris, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm very well. Sorry, I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm, so I didn't hear the phone.
Not to worry. I hope that you are safe and sound and that the thunderstorm passes and it doesn't cause too much damage. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I wanted to start off by saying that a number of years ago, I heard a quote that that Kim Kardashian in America had been married to more men than people that had died from Ebola. So at the time, it was kind of suggested that it wasn't something to take very seriously. But it seems as though that things have changed and it is something that we actually do need to take quite seriously. Am I right in saying that this outbreak is something that we do need to actually focus on and put a lot of attention to?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Something like Ebola is a, even though it has been seen mostly in Africa, it has certainly spread to other countries and can spread to other countries if it's allowed to get out of control. So, and it's something that you really cannot expect just one community, one country to deal with. It's something that does take a world to work together to get under control.
So just explain to me, I was doing a little bit of research prior to the show and to prepare for this interview, and I see that there's a new strain, and I'm going to try my best to pronounce it, but it's called Bangi Bango. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, and if I haven't, I humbly apologize.
Bundibugyo. Oh, I think you can say Bundibugyo. It's based on the town where it was first found. So none of us will get it right.
So is this something to worry about? Is how bad is it? And what's being done to kind of like reel it in?
Well, the concern is that because it hasn't caused many outbreaks in the past, and because it's a different strain from the one that's caused most of the outbreaks, we don't have a licensed vaccine and we don't have specific treatments that have been tested for this particular strain. Now, the licensed vaccine might work, we just don't know. And so to use it, we need to use that under as a part of a well-controlled scientific trial rather than just hand it out hoping it will work. And there are two other vaccines that are potential candidate vaccines that, again, look pretty promising, but you need to do the safety studies to before you, again, use them on the general population. So basically we're pretty much starting behind the eight ball. And the other problem with this is that this outbreak has been burning for months, we think, because it's very, very large and it's very widespread, which means that it's been silent. So the previous outbreaks caused by this virus were identified very early and they were in places with a lot of experience with Ebola. And even though the area that it's in, Ituri in North Kivu, did have a very large outbreak in 2018-19 of the usual strain, that's Ebola Zaire, they're very, very difficult places to contain any kind of outbreak because there's a terrible, terrible conflict going on there.
So maybe you can explain to us, because I think we get, you know, maybe we have post-traumatic stress syndrome from COVID days and prior to that other viruses. Now I know Ebola and COVID are quite different. And I think we couple them together and we think they're they're cousins and one of the same thing. How different are they and how is Ebola spread compared to how COVID is spread?
They are very different. If you look at it even under the microscope, they look completely different. Ebola is a member of the filovirus family. But the important thing, and it looks like a little worm, whereas COVID looks like a round ball. But the important thing is COVID spread very, very efficiently. And it also spread when people were asymptomatic, like they had no symptoms at all. So it was really hard to know who was infectious. And it spread through the air. So again, that's why so many of us got COVID so quickly and so easily. Whereas Ebola, while a very lethal disease, has to be spread by pretty close contact. It's spread by body fluids rather than by droplets or anything in the air. And so you get it really if you're in close contact with somebody who's sick or if you're looking after somebody who's sick, so you're touching the secretions, the bedding or whatever. And that generally people aren't infectious until they start to produce body fluids. One of the tricky things is it can go silent after a person's recovered and it can stay in the body. So sexual contact may possibly lead to infection again after that. So you need to really follow people after they've been sick as well.
Very interesting. Now, I know it's a very emotive topic, but when it comes to vaccines, but from what I understand is that the one way to counteract and to kind of reel in Ebola and its spread is through a vaccine. Where are we holding in terms of the vaccinations and what needs to still be done in terms of that?
Yeah. So exactly. Well, the best way to stop the outbreak and also to protect everybody is vaccination. And this was really what stopped the huge West African Ebola outbreak, where we had more than 30,000 cases. And the thing really had burned massively out of control and spread to 9 countries. It was because a vaccine was developed and was used. However, prior to that, it was possible to stop Ebola outbreaks simply by identifying every person who was sick, identifying everybody who'd been in contact with them and following them up, making sure that everybody who is sick or anybody who is likely to be sick gets proper care early so that they can survive, and really following everybody properly and ensuring that those who are potentially infectious are not in contact with anybody else.
Got you. Fantastic. Dr. Margaret Harris, a public health doctor, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your knowledge on this very important topic. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. And in the nicest way possible, I hope the next time we chat is about far better things.
Yes, indeed. And nice speaking with you.
Thank you. Best. Enjoy the rest of your and hope the thunderstorm has passed and you are safe and sound.